Australia and China have been lauding a joint achievement this week after the first ever live fire exercise between their two navies. China's navy has also been on a charm offensive in the South Pacific, including a visit to Australia. But no mention has been made of deep regional anxiety about China's military expansion and its assertion of rights in contested waters, particularly in the South China Sea. At least six Asian states are now buying or upgrading submarines in response, and China is still expanding. The publication Jane's Navy International has confirmed that China launched a new type of conventional submarine earlier this month. Russell Smith, a former Australian defence attaché in China, is director of Asia Defence and Security for the research firm IHS, which includes Jane's. Linda Mottram asked him about the purpose of the new Chinese submarine.
Well, Linda, it was reported on the Chinese internet back earlier this month, and Jane's Navy International released a report at the end of last week, and we really don't have any clear details as to its size, dimensions and capability, but just looking at the submarine from these images, it's clear to us that they've been able to use some technology from Russia, whilst also exploiting, I guess, and it's very much an evolutionary development in terms of what China's doing with the submarines, but using some of their own homegrown technologies, but also what they've learned from the Russians in creating a new SSK. So it's a conventionally powered submarine.
So you can't tell what it's for exactly at this point?
Well, I guess in line with the other submarines that they're operating of this type, it would be used mainly for patrolling in their sea lines of communications.
So longer distance rather than short round the coast intercepting or anything sort of more aggressive?
Oh, no, it could certainly be used closer to home, but, I mean, the capabilities of these sorts of patrol submarines, much like our own Collins-class submarine, can also, have an extensive range. So it would be getting into, monitoring, say, choke points into the Malacca Straits, certainly operating way beyond the second island chain, which is what, China talks about in terms of beyond Taiwan and down the Philippines and out into the East and the Yellow Sea.
Now, you said it's evolutionary in terms of, how their construction of submarines is going. Is it any more than just a natural evolution? In other words, is there cause for concern?
Well, China is building an incredible number of submarines. And, I mean, you just have to look at the number of nuclear boats that they've got. They've currently got about 50-odd conventionally powered diesel-electric submarines, and that's going to grow over the next sort of 5 to 10 years, probably up to as many as 75 of them. So it is a remarkable growth. And you also have to look at some of the other ongoing developments that are happening in bases like down in Hainan, where we've noted within Jane's that there's another pier that's being built in the submarine base down there. So obviously they're going to be stationing more submarines in Hainan, and clearly they'll be for operations in the South China Sea. So It's an interesting development, and there's going to be a lot more of it, but it also goes hand in glove with a lot of the other surface vessels that they're building at the same time, particularly amphibious. We're seeing them operating in the Gulf of Aden already. And, of course, we've got the PLO Navy that have been touring around the Southwest Pacific, and they're currently here in Australia.
Now, the US and Australia and other countries have, from time to time, asked the Chinese to be more transparent about its intentions with this sort of a build-up. Do you see any sign of that transparency?
Not really, Linda, no. I think China would do well to explain a little bit more about that, and I think that would allay a lot of regional concerns because, as you probably know, there's a lot of submarine activity happening within other countries in the region, and you just have to look at the Vietnamese that are purchasing kilo class. The Indonesians are looking to acquire their own submarines. Malaysia, Singapore, they're all operating submarines. Indeed, even I think Taiwan were looking at hopefully acquiring some submarines from the United States. So there's certainly a lot of submarine activity happening in Southeast Asia, not to mention, of course, what the Japanese and the South Koreans are doing in terms of enhancing their own submarine fleet.
Russell Smith is Asia Defence and Security Director for research and intelligence firm IHS, speaking there to the ABC's Linda Mottram in Canberra.